He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and it's London Week, BJ, which means the Chiefs will be traveling to London to play the Detroit Lions. It's a different kind of flight for you this week, 9 hours. Any strategies on how to handle that?
I've never had a flight longer than like 3 hours, so this one's going to be a little bit different, but I got a couple books I need to catch up on and read, and I got in-flight entertainment, movies, things like that. I might try to catch up on some sleep. I got an 8-month-old at home, so I'll get a lot of sleep, so I might try to take advantage of it there as well.
So a different type of strategy for you as far as handling this trip. It's a different week for the Chiefs. They'll be practicing on Wednesday and Thursday here in Kansas City, then we'll practice in London on Friday, the flight, of course, being on Thursday, leading up to that game on Sunday versus the Detroit Lions. BJ, Andy Reid spoke on Wednesday afternoon about what the Chiefs are doing to handle this, and really, it's not much change.
Yeah, they tried to make it as normal as possible as throughout the week of what just like a regular road game. Granted, it's not because you have a 9-hour trip. There's a lot of outside things going on, but they're trying to make it as tight as possible to provide the same kind of atmosphere throughout the week as any other game. And Alex Smith talked about it this week. He feels, on like a regular Wednesday, that it is a regular Wednesday. It's going to be a regular Thursday practice. All the stuff's going to be the same. The only difference is they had to bring a suitcase, and they're going to hop on a plane Thursday evening, and we're going to head over there.
There are a number of injuries to monitor this week. Mike DeVito didn't practice on Wednesday. Neither did Tom Bahali or Ramique Wilson, but a new one to the list is Ben Grubbs with a stiff neck, and that's after the combination switch of the offensive line this past Sunday.
Yeah, and Coach Reid was asked about it, kind of followed up on that injury, what it could mean for the offensive line. He said it's day-to-day. He didn't make it seem like it was too serious, but you never really know on those day-to-day situations. But Ben Grubbs has been one of the steady forces there on the offensive line. There's a lot of stuff that's moved around him since he started, even going back to OTAs. He's always been kind of the constant there at left guard. So it is definitely something to monitor. But like we've seen at all the other positions, definitely the inside linebacker with Ramique Wilson stepping in when Malga was out with the injury, and what we saw with the young wide receivers last week is that it provides an opportunity for another guy to step up. We saw that Albert Wilson, Chris Conley, both had big games last week in the win over the Steelers. That would be the same case here.
There's a lot of off-the-field stuff that goes into this with this game being in London. It's a lot of travel, and it's a big-time game for the league. But as far as on-the-field stuff, what's jumping out to you right now midweek about this Detroit Lions team?
Well, I think you look at the changes they just went through. I mean, they just got rid of, a couple of their offensive line coaches and their offensive coordinator. And Jim Bob Cooter, who was the quarterback's coach, promoted to offensive coordinator. He's going to be, making play calls for the first time in his career. I actually asked Coach Reid about how difficult and what kind of challenge it presents to go up and game plan against a coach that's never made a play call before, because you're not really sure what he's going to do. But he knows the background that he comes from with the Denver and Indianapolis, and they kind of have an idea of what he's learned, what he's been taught. The other thing I asked Coach Reid about, because somebody they're definitely going to be talking about all week, is number 94 for the Lions, and Ziggy Ansah, one of the up-and-coming guys in this league. I actually had a chance to ask Coach Reid about that on Wednesday during the press conference.
Yeah, well, not only did he go to the greatest university in the country, but he's a good football player. He's a good kid, too. He's a good football player. Great story. And you're watching him mature as we go here. He's caught our eye. I think he's probably caught everybody's eye in the National Football League. He's putting together a pretty good year. So we'll know where he is. He's not the only one they have. So you got to make sure you got them all covered. But he's playing at a very high level right now.
For any of you Chiefs fans who are going to London, we have a tremendous long form. You can find that at Chiefs.com.
Yeah, the digital media department's done a fantastic job. Nathan Brunzi up there has put together something that's pretty cool for people over there that are trying to be Chiefs fans, trying to educate fans over in London about the Chiefs, but also for anybody here that might happen to be going over there. A lot of great stuff. I'm excited. You can follow both of us on Twitter. We're going to have great stuff all week.
It's game week, Chiefs and Lions coming at you from London. If you aren't traveling to London, it's at 8:30 a.m. this Sunday on Fox. Stick with us all week at Chiefs.com. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.